We're joined by Barbara Edmonds on the line. Morena.
Oh, tēnā kōrua. Lovely to be on. It's my first time, I think.
Morena, on BFM. Barbara. Oh, welcome.
Oh, that's so awesome. Welcome to BFM.
we're very, very grateful that you've made the time for a kōrero with us this morning. There's lots to talk about. You're Labour's spokesperson for finance, and there's a few things going on. We've had the government launch their independent review into the Reserve Bank's COVID-19 response. Is this beating a dead horse? Should we have moved on from this by now?
Oh, look, there are always questions and lessons that you can learn from, you know, big decisions that are made. And you've always got to be really careful of hindsight decisions, but you can always learn lessons. The major issue for us, though, is Nicola Willis has been wanting this since she was in opposition. She's called for it this year, and the results will be published just a month or so out from the election. So I see it as quite cynical and quite desperate of her when she could have done this 2 years ago when she first came in. There's also been a second COVID Royal Commission that was called, and she could have bundled up as part of that. So announcing it in election year with any result coming out just before the election, we see it as quite a desperate move.
She said that she wants to look at the coordination of monetary and fiscal policy, so how the Reserve Bank interacted with the government in terms of policy. Do you feel confident in how that interaction took place?
Well, we can always learn from what we made, the decisions we made. But we need to first of all understand that monetary policy decisions are independent of government. So doesn't matter what the minister says or tries to direct them to do, or any reckons that the prime minister might give, monetary policy decisions, which is what they did during COVID, is independent of any government, whether it's Labor or National.
Regardless of the sort of loaded political timing of this all, do you still feel as though we'll learn new lessons from this inquiry?
Well, I don't know, and that's the question which obviously the minister wants to get from the inquiry. The Reserve Bank did do a review, and there were some pretty hard-hitting recommendations that they had basically set themselves when they had done their own review. So, you know, there'll be people who believe that we should have one, there'll be people who believe that we shouldn't. Ultimately, for Labor, it should have been done earlier if this is what the minister had wanted. But either way, you know, there are always lessons we can learn. There are some there may be new things that come out of the review, but at the same time, we just have to be really careful and mindful that the Reserve Bank is independent.
Do you feel confident in who she's employed to undertake this review, the independent bodies?
We've asked some questions through written parliamentary questions around some due diligence, around some around those particular people that she's chosen. So we're going to wait for those responses to come back before we actually have another good look at it.
I want to talk a little bit about the most recent poll that's come out. We've seen support for both Labor and National come down slightly, and support for smaller parties such as New Zealand First go up. Are we going to see Winston Peters be kingmaker again?
We'll definitely know from November the 8th whether he will be. But I think, like all polls, what this one shows is that it's going to be a really close race, a really close election. And there's a lot for us in Labor to get out there and fight for. Just last night, they passed through an employment relations bill, which, you know, takes away some of those workers' rights. But I know that Kiwis are ultimately, they're looking for some hope. We've had a tough few years. They've had a tough few years. So they're really looking for, what I'm hearing on the ground is they're really looking for like a positive vision for their future, their kids' future, their family's future.
What sort of policy are we going to see Labor offer New Zealanders to win back that support that you've lost in the polls?
Yeah, so we've announced a few things last year, which is obviously the Future Fund, which is around reinvesting money back into the New Zealand economy to transition us to more green energy, to help create jobs, and to help lift research and development, innovation and tech. We've also obviously announced that we're going to provide three free GP visits. That's a really big cost at the moment for a lot of families, can go up to $100 per visit. And in order to pay for that is our targeted capital gains tax. We've got a couple of other health announcements, including free cervical screening for women. And then obviously, because as we get closer to the election, we'll have a few more policies that we announce.
Okay. Mm. It's interesting because Labor, the support has gone down by 3%, which is means that it's lost the same amount of ground that, that you guys gained since the last poll in December. Why do you think that is over the last couple of months?
It's also over the Christmas months, there's less politics on there during that time. I mean, there's a whole lot of reasons and there's a whole lot of science behind it, to be fair. But generally what we look at is where the most of the polls are going. I mean, this one is kind of an outlier compared to sort of four other polls, but ultimately it shows the same message that it's going to be a really, really close election.
Mm. Speaking of those of us doing it hard, New Zealanders out there, unemployment rises to a 10-year high of 5.4%. That's worrying, isn't it?
Hugely, and for rangatahi and young people, which first of all, actually, I should do a shout out. I know it's O Week across a number of the universities this week, so I know a lot of young students will be enjoying their week as they enter into university. But particularly for rangatahi, we're looking at the unemployment rate for young people has shot up, obviously, since 2023. It's up 28% for people aged 15 to 19. It's up 57% for 20 to 24-year-olds, and it's up 54% for 25 to 29-year-olds.
Mm.
So it's, like, shot up in the last 2 years. And overall, there's 165,000 people who are out of work and want a job. Like, that's not an economy that's working. That's not the New Zealand we want. We want people, if they want a job, to be able to get a job. So it's really concerning for me.
Are we going to see the economy turn around at all this year, or is it just going to get worse and worse?
There will be some elements of the economy, as you'll see, particularly in the primary sector, that are doing really well because the New Zealand dollar is low and we're getting good prices, a good demand from overseas. So you'll see the primary industry is recovering. The major thing to remember is we are coming from a very low, low start. So any recovery that we start to see, we still, at the moment, the economy is still smaller than it was 2 years ago. So we might see growth figures, like, overall increase, but we're coming from one of the lowest bases that we've had in 30 years. So ultimately, some parts of the economy will do well, some parts won't do so well. We've seen that Auckland has higher unemployment than the national average. So it'll be what some people, what economists are describing as sort of a two-tier economic recovery. But ultimately, if you strip back the numbers, for me, it's all about people and it's all about whānau and it's all about people, what if, you know, being able to feel secure that they've got a job to put food on the table and pay for their rent. So I'm hoping for New Zealand that we see more people getting employed, but ultimately it's going to be still a tough time for a lot of people, and we are hearing that on the ground every single day.
Mm. Finance Minister Nicola Willis has said that the addition of 15,000 jobs during the quarter, along with more hours worked, more people looking for work, are positive signs for the economy. Is she dreaming with this sort of statement?
She's cherry-picking a figure. She also failed to say that there are 32,000 fewer jobs than when she took into office. So as you see, we're starting from a very low base. So she will be saying, yay, we have 15,000 jobs, but that's still 32,000 fewer than when she came into office. So cherry-picking numbers there.
Thank you very much, Barbara Evans, for making the time for a kōrero this morning. Lovely to hear from you, and hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yeah, thank you so much. And again, enjoy O Week to all our university students who are out there. Stay safe and stay with your mates and get ready for a big year ahead.
Kia ora, ka kite.
Kia ora.